Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, now, if you'd like to check us out online, you know what to do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or what you can do, friends, is go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to jump over there just in a couple moments here. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Or, friends, if you are a Facebook user, go to BradleyDean2E. Bradley Dean double E and or Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, the phone lines will be accessible. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Now, what we're going to be talking about today, real quick, friends, before we jump over to SOL Media, is there's good news. And the good news is that only 15 people were shot and killed instead of 20 last week. That's the good news I want to give to you. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. But before we get over there, friends, headline news, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Congress infringes on due process, votes to allow Barack Hussein Obama to strip you of right to travel without trial. This is happening 2 and 3 times now. The ball is rolling. His affronts continue. His crimes continuously pile up and his transgressions continuously pile up upon himself if the people are willing to push the wall called the law back upon him and his crimes, called justice to establish righteousness within the streets. Folks, we've seen what he did yesterday. We've seen what he did the day before. We know that the man doesn't tell the truth. And we see this and we hear this on a daily basis in this country. And again, friends, the people have been led to believe that this is okay in this country when, in fact, it is untrue. It is not okay, and it is not lawful for him to transgress the Constitution of the United States of America. Folks, oftentimes I feel, why do I get so frustrated? Because I care. If I didn't get frustrated, I would, if I was the listener, ask, why doesn't he really care about what he's talking about? How come he doesn't seek justice and judgment concerning these particular situations? I would think, well, his heart's not into it. You know, that's one of the reasons God judges a nation, because they lightly esteem the God of their salvation, because men don't lay it to their heart. Men don't bring forth justice and judgment. They're not valiant for the truth. Yet Scripture tells us that's why God judges nations. Do you think that at 315 million or 318 million people in this country, whatever its variable is right now concerning numbers and consensus, do you think that this administration would have got away the first crime he committed? Not the 1,063rd. Do you think it would have went, friends, this far? I mean, this is absolutely astounding as to what's going on. And I want to tell you something. I get frustrated because I do lay it to heart. I get frustrated because I do care. And I do continuously on the radio tell the people, I am just blown away, America, that you tolerate you tolerate what you call the left, because if the right was doing the right thing all of the time, there wouldn't be a left. And I want to tell you what, that statement alone will put the professed conservatives and patriots and professed Christians out of business, because you're to judge a man by his fruit, Jesus said. That means that which he is bearing, not what he's talking about. And we need to get to that point in this country. Again, Congress infringes on due process, votes to allow Obama to strip you of right to travel without trial. Folks, you need to understand that with the Congress, the corrupt as your representatives are, folks, and to the degree that corruption is, I mean, folks, we can smell corruption in D.C. It's a cartel. It's a crime syndicate. That's what this is, Washington, D.C., concerning our representatives. Why is it with the best that we have in this country, why is it that not a one has brought forth the articles of impeachment? Because they are all hiding behind Barack Hussein Obama, as they all are welcome concerning the crimes at the White House to go ahead and be a part of the scandal that continuously shakes this nation on a daily basis. Whatever it may be for the day. And what we're talking about today here, friends, is that Congress, again, that's the voice of the people, is infringing on due process, votes to allow the criminal in the White House to strip you, America, of the right to travel without a trial? Really? We got another one, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the biggest gun control scam of all. Well, the FBI plays out the fox and the chicken coop, friends, that, you know, they just thwarted another terrorist plot. Folks, let's go back to what Ron Paul said last week, that there is no ISIS threat in America. There is no ISIS threat. I'm not saying that we don't have threats. I'm not saying we don't have real enemies within the United States of America. I'm not saying that we don't have those that sympathize with our enemies. I'm not saying that. We can see by the atrocities committed by the jihadists in America that have shot up in Fort Hood, Chattanooga, Tennessee. The list goes on and on. I'm not denying none of that. I'm just simply saying, friends, that they're continuously pushing the fear button on you, the people, to control you. Because remember what Congressman McDermott said. He said, you can do anything with the people with the use of fear. You can control them. You can do whatever you want to do with them. Well, it depends on who you fear, Mr. McDermott. And I want to tell you something. I don't fear because I don't trust. And I want to tell you something. I don't trust the reports. I don't trust man. I trust God and I fear God. Therefore, you're the one that has the problem, not me. And folks, you need to wake up as to what's going on again. Another terror plot was thwarted today by the FBI. Really? Really? What good have they been, friends? They've been telling us for how long that the ISIS in the United States, as the borders are wide open, and all illegal immigrants are welcome within the United States of America, that, man, they're just breeding in the United States. Well, how could that possibly be? Folks, are you really playing stupid to what's going on here? It's ridiculous. And furthermore, they want to disarm you? And the objective concerning this administration is to fundamentally transform America. And what has he been doing? Well, just go back to where he was before he became the president of the United States. He was over in Europe calling for a new world order. And he threatened the people in Europe by saying there is no other way. So who is he obeying, friends? Don't think that he's the ruler of the roost. As narcissist as he is, friends, he is not the ruler. He's just playing the pimp for a pimp. So don't be his whore, America. And I'm talking about before a just and a holy God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Judgment Day, are you ready for the ultimate test? By the way, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, former Indiana clerk suing after being fired for not issuing, listen carefully, former Indiana clerk suing, doing his job, after being fired for not issuing sodomite marriage license. Folks, there is no such thing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we're going to come right back. Good news, only 15 people were shot and killed instead of 20 last week. Wow. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I wanted to share with you, it was just on my heart just a minute ago, and I thought, you know, I'm going to check that out really quick. We're doing live radio here on sonsoflibertyradio.com. But interestingly enough, just to prove my point, did you see that one of the Al-Qaeda high-level operatives that's been used to spook people all across the globe in the name of terrorism, do you see that? They just posted that he's been dead for 2 years? Which only furthers my claim, friends, you're being lied to. Afghan officials say key Taliban leader has been dead for 2 years. This is on today's paper, for today's news, friends, a reliable source. How many times do these terrorists need to die over and over and over again, and they keep using the same names to scare people into submission because that's what it's about? But you can learn from history, friends. So all you have to do is look back and study the past like our forefathers told us to do so. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And I'm not at all in any sense of the word telling you, you do not have enemies. No, you have enemies, America, because of what you allow your representatives to do to other countries. That's why you have enemies. I'm often humored when I do tea parties. When some military guy, and it's always a military guy, for some reason comes up and he complains to me about what the Congress is doing. And these unconstitutional wars, I hear it all the time. And that's all I have to do is just stop, and I put this in my presentation now, so I can avoid the conversation, because I'm not going to sit there and mince words with people that haven't put two and two together. But you always have to tell the people, listen, whatever goes on, you need to understand that you are allowing your representatives to represent. Who are your representatives representing? You, the people. That's why they're called representatives. So when you complain about a constitutional war or some crime that your government's a part of today, they are only doing what you let them get away with. That's all. So who do we blame? We have to take responsibility and blame ourselves. You know, one of the things I was just talking about right before the break, I was telling you what's going on in your country today. I said only 15 people were shot and killed instead of 20 last week. And folks, I want you to put this into perspective, because as I sit back and scroll through the headlines of what's going on in America on a daily basis, I'm both sick at heart and appalled. And I recently saw a headline, and I shared it with you just a couple days ago, the lesbian mayor in Houston losing her fight against the church over transgender bathrooms. And now, while obviously this is good news, you got to understand they won when they first started tearing down the laws that obstructed the way for the homosexuals, the sodomites, to actually take the offensive. But I got to say this. It is good news. There's no question about it. But I can't help but think of how far America has fallen. It's like we should be rejoicing over this news. That's like saying 15 people instead of 20 people were shot and killed last week. Well, it's nice to know that there were not more deaths. Should we really act like this is a victory? And your victories are so minute, folks. They're pathetic. And I want to tell you why they're pathetic. Because America doesn't lay the axe to the root of the tree. It deals with the branches on the corrupt tree. Hey, folks, do you think our founding forefathers would have taken lesbian mayor in Houston loses her fight against the church over transgender bathrooms? Do you think they would have taken that as a victory? No, they would have dealt with the lesbian mayor. It's exactly what they'd have done. Look at state statutes in every state of our union, and you'll understand. And it's interesting, the biblical vernacular that's used concerning the sodomites. But again, folks, what we're talking about, good news, only 15 people were shot and killed instead of 20 this week. You know, going back to our founding forefathers, I think that without a shadow of a doubt, they would be shocked, disgusted, and appalled that it's even gone this far. The first question in our forefathers' minds would have been, who allowed sodomites to attack the righteous in America? And not only that, but you allowed a sodomite to retain office. Who would have ever thought, sitting next to our forefathers, they would have ever thought in a million years they would have let a criminal administration affront the people that it's supposed to serve over and over and over and over and over and over and over again for 6 to 7 years. 18 months to go, friends, if that's where you want to go with it. That he would light the White House up with a rainbow flag, which, by the way, is there as a covenant between you and God, after he destroyed men because of their wickedness. Shows you how backwards these people are. They're reprobates. What do you think our founding forefathers would have thought? You're allowing sodomites in America? You've allowed sodomites to retain office? Friends, you can bet your bottom dollar that would have never been conceivable in their minds. And I say shame on America. So what's wrong with us? And I mean it sincerely. What's wrong with America? It's like this nightmare only keeps getting worse and worse. And it doesn't stop. And it's not going to stop. It just reminds me of Daniel chapter 9, where Daniel prayed. And it tells us in chapter 9, verse 3, and I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And he said, I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him. Don't tell me how much you love God when you allow crime to continue on, friends. Don't tell me how much you love God when you don't keep his commandments. Daniel said in verse 5, we have sinned and have committed iniquity, lawlessness, and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts. Precepts are those things that God has entrusted you with. And from thy judgments, Daniel prayed. He said, neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. And then he said in verse 7, O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces as it is this day. To the men of Judea and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all countries whithersoever thou hast driven us and them, because their trespasses that they have trespassed against thee. This is all happening in America because of your sins before a just and a holy God. He said in verse 8, O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face. Verse 9, to the Lord our God belongs mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. And then he goes on in verse 10, neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. And then you wonder why you have a prosperity movement in America, friends, that teaches people, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, instead of preaching law to grace, Galatians 3:24. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You'll see Jesus exhibit the use of the law over and over and over again to drive men to the foot of the cross unto himself. He said, neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he said before us by his servants, the prophets. Why the confusion of face? Because America has obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. Yeah, and all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words. God is confirming his words now upon a disobedient nation, friends, which he spake against us and against our judges that judged us by bringing upon us a great evil. What just took place, friends, a couple weeks ago? You have a bunch of black-robed tyrants committing oligarchy, decision after decision, where few rule over many. That is illegal in this country, friends. I cannot not make the correlation, friends, that America, you've been conditioned to believe that good news is when your favorite baseball team wins. Which is only there to be used as diversion so your enemies can conquer. By the way, I didn't say that. They did. America's gods have now become their sports teams, said the foreigners. That's exactly right. And I want to tell you why, because you've been so diverted. Some time back, I had brought up a piece, and I want you to hear this. It's called The American People and the AK-47, and it's there for diversion. I'm going to come back and I'm going to read that, and then I'm going to come back to only 15 people were shot and killed instead of 20 last week. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about good news, only 15 people were shot and killed instead of 20 last week. Folks, I want to stay the course on the topic in which I'm talking. I'll talk about the American people and the AK-47 tomorrow. And people, when you hear this, it's like, whoa, I've never thought about that before. That's the way I like to think. I want people to think in such a fashion that they've never thought before. But rather, friends, it's amazing if we just look around and open our eyes, it's always been right in front of our face. But without further ado, I want to go on to the point of good news. Only 15 people were shot and killed instead of 20 last week. This is really how people think in this country. See, what we have done is we have men who are glorified and praised if they're sick, twisted, mentally defunct, or defunct, should I say, like the Bruce Jenners of the world that say, we demand respect. No, you're mentally ill. You're abominable. Folks, the Bible tells us that even if a man is to wear that which belongs to a woman, that is an abomination. You have a state-controlled media going along praising the mentally ill in this country as the standard. Oh, my goodness. Would the enemy of your soul have it any other way? No way. Christ is the standard. Man's fallen carnal nature is not the standard. And that's exactly where they've twisted it. And they're trying to proportion that, folks, in an idol image so that you begin to worship it and accept it. no matter what they do and say. And it's really a sick place to be. Another thing is we have schools in America that ban soda pop, but only but openly give away birth control without parental consent. Really? If I was a parent, I would have a serious problem with that, and I would get some legal help immediately because, folks, they're trying to usurp your parental authority is what that's all about. And they're also trying to make some money through Planned Parenthood. And we've also found out that just recently, friends, just a side note to Planned Parenthood, they're putting out warning letters to the state-controlled media saying you better not air that controversial video. No, because they know that their number is up. I want to believe that their number is up, right, America? When you see that they're actually trafficking body parts of babies that are dismembered in the wombs, wow. We see what's happening in schools today. We see what's being bred in our schools today. It says that the lawless, wicked, and abominable government, that is to say the American people that allow their government to take such shape, not the Constitution, which stands in contradiction of your government, friends, which, by the way, at the end of the day, is the government. See, we don't need more laws. We need good men, friends. See, they say, we want you to be as corrupt, vile, and guilt-ridden as we are so we can continue to destroy. And you'll be so dummied down that you'll look just like Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. And even Barack Hussein Obama. You might even get to the point where you actually think that joker is cool. We've indoctrinated, we've allowed, through music, movies, pop culture, and more. We've celebrated and thrown in your face vile musicians such as Madonna, Eminem, Miley Cyrus, who we were talking about yesterday, how they're the real legislators, which they are. You're given over to uncensored Hollywood, which used to be vetted by the church and all the way up until 1968, but they forfeit duty again there. Derelict of duty they are. They glorify sex, violence, drugs, and more so as to teach you to indulge in all kinds of filth and promiscuity. Folks, they teach your children how to commit the crime. And the Supreme Court's right there to say it's free speech. But it's interesting, after you learn the lesson that they taught you, then they're right there to incarcerate you. So they can make $64 billion off incarcerating your young people. It's great slave labor, isn't it, friends? See, you gotta see things through, friends. You know, cops, good cops understand the mind of a criminal. And I want to tell you how I know the mind of a criminal, because I did business back in my younger days with the enemy, and I know how he operates. Instead of trying to figure out what he's doing all the time, I just submit myself to my Heavenly Father and my big brother, the captain of my salvation, who doesn't play. And he promised, as long as I take every thought captive and make it obedient to the Word of God, that we cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now listen, we're in the go. Great is the peace of those whose mind are stayed on thee. We keep our minds stayed on Him, and we walk in holiness, which is a work of the Holy Ghost, through regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3. Or is that 2? I think it's 2, Titus 2, forgive me. And folks, here again we have only 15 people were shot and killed instead of 20 last week.
Yeah, and I think the whole point of this article is the fact that, you know, people look at that like, you know, going back to transgender bathrooms, you know, the church wins its victory over the lesbian mayor. It's like, let's put that into context. Is it really a victory? When you look at everything going on in our nation today, if transgenders don't get their bathrooms and so on and so forth, is that really good news? No, no, no. We shouldn't have even allowed it to go that far in the first place. See, the problem is that God's standard of holiness and righteousness is so incredibly high. And fallen man's and carnal man's is so pathetically low that we think when we have some small gain of what is shameful in the first place, like we have some victory. It reminds me of the time that I once called a local movie theater and I said, listen, do you guys have any good clean family films out there? And the guy was telling me about one particular one, and I asked the question. I said, so is it clean? And he said, well, there's no nudity in it. And I thought, what? no nudity. I mean, obviously his standard of what was clean was extremely low and mine was extremely high. If you look at the digression, shall we say, or the of our country, if you're going back to even when I was in high school, I remember when I was in high school, we had one openly gay kid, okay? And that's all that I remember. And this was not too long ago. We had a couple, you know, thinking back, you know, when I'm looking and thinking back, they're probably questionable, but they didn't claim anything. Now we have these open groups, these, you know, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, blah, blah, groups. We have, you know, gay pride. We have all this stuff.
You and their filth all over the
absolutely,
place.
Absolutely. Where, you know, kids as young as kindergarten are being indoctrinated in the homosexual lifestyle. They read books like Two Daddies, Two Mommies. And we look at the state of our nation, and it's like, what in the world would our founding forefathers say about what we become? In fact, you know, our Constitution, I believe John Adams said this, was made for a moral people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other.
Moral and religious people.
Moral and religious people. And if you look at that, you see, well, what happened? I can tell you what happened. The professed church, or people as a whole, dropped the ball. And I say the professed church because they're not the true and living church of God. But they dropped the ball as the whole, and they put down their guard. They didn't preach out against sin. They didn't call it like what it was. They didn't hold their representatives' feet to the fire, their government, their king, their president, anybody.
It's what I was talking about earlier, because they're not valiant for the truth. I was just thinking about the Navy SEALs, which everybody in this country respects those guys.
Yep.
And if you don't, get out of this country. You're an enemy to this country. They're the best that we have. But they're such a small community. And
that's
they're
right.
such a small community because elite. They are they're elite exactly for the very purpose that they want to be raised to the level of expectation, but they don't see anybody raising the bar. I mean, in what we're talking about here is there's only 15 people were shot and killed instead of 20 last week. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, going back, because you're raising the bar through this article, is the fact that there's only few in that community because there's only few that are willing to take it on.
That's exactly right.
And I would say this, even to the headlines, good news, only 15 people were shot and killed instead of 20 last week. What if one of those 15 people that were killed were your brothers or your sisters? I want to tell you something, America. They were your brothers and your sisters.
Yep.
And what's missing, and I talk about this quite a bit, is the fact the pith and the marrow of this country is love, which magnifies the law, and that's what's missing is real love. We have a slippery slope of false grace and a grimy, gross-looking, perverted, carnal love that is not love at all, that's an action, and the very spirit of love that we Americans would call love today is really equated in definition as lust.
That's right.
It's completely backwards, but the fact of the matter is, friends, is we need to get back on par here because we're pathetic.
And the thing,
we're an embarrassment to the world.
That's right. It is shameful. The things that we glory in are really shameful that they're even there in the first place. And it reminds me of a snowball. You know, when it starts at the very top of a hill and it keeps rolling down and rolling down, it only gets worse. It only speeds up. It only goes faster. It only gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So when we're looking at things like homosexuality in our country and abortion and so on, because we didn't nip it in the bud, to say the least, now what's happening? It's becoming greater and bigger. It's going through our schools.
Let me say it this way, and I'm right on with this one.
Yeah.
If these things, before 1973, if we were talking about how foreign countries were killing their babies, the American people in this country would have wanted Congress to act and respond, to send our military over to those countries to deal with the government that allowed atrocities in the first place.
That's right.
In America, it's happening in your backyard. Before homosexual marriage... folks, they're trying to implement this against the will of the people, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. They want to shove this literally down your throat. And see, they don't want you to realize that there's very few that are doing this, as I've shared with you so many times. But it shows you the judgment and the perfect judgment, the hand of judgment concerning the things of God. When you have the things going on in your country, when Canada was doing this, America, you were condemning Canada for accepting it. Now you're accepting it. It's the same thing with abortion, same thing with homosexuality. By the way, the people did not vote concerning either issue. They jammed it down the throats of the American people in the guise of law. Looks like law, smells like law, but it's not law. And again, I want to make the point more than anything that if the things, folks, the things that this administration does on a daily basis, if this was happening in a third world country, you'd be calling for Congress to respond in military strikes concerning that government. Did you hear what I said? Because you've done it. You've done it. And now guess what, America? You become the corrupt one. That's why foreigners call you the great Satan. And now you're in it, and now you're just as guilty of what you used to complain about. Shame on America.
That's right. And I want to make the case in point, too. You brought this up before. Even ISIS, we condemn what ISIS is supposedly doing, and Muslims and chopping off, people's heads and so on. What happens every day in America, 3,000 times a day, babies are being killed, their heads are being lopped off in the same exact way.
With the approval of the silent majority
that
stand back and do nothing. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. See how the Spirit of God just turned that on the responsible?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, wanted to let you know that this administration just 29 minutes ago, it's reported that feds freed another illegal now accused of murder onto the streets of America.
It's amazing.
Oh, it's amazing.
I just can't believe it. But to finish up this article and going back, when you look at our government, it's as if the corruption in government and people there, and obviously the American people that allow it to be there, they want our young people to be just as guilty, just as dirty, just as bad as they are.
Well, when you see the younger generation protesting those that choose to murder their children in their own wombs, it's the women that are guilty as hell of having an abortion that are scoffing, and they're more indignant and unrighteously angered towards those young kids because they're not as guilty as those that have committed the murder.
So,
and that's exactly right.
So what happens when you're guilty? You want to make sure that the people around you are just as guilty as you are and make yourself feel better. So we have our young people have been indoctrinated through pop culture, through movies, through MTV, through music, you name it. They're constantly indoctrinated in school. And then by the time they get to university, then if they think that God exists or they stand on biblical truths, they're laughed at, they're scoffed. Some have even had their degree threatened to be withheld from them because they stand on biblical truths.
But you're also seeing many of the law firms and real Christian people across this country standing up and taking it to the camps of the unrighteous, and what's happening, they're winning the day, and that's what we're after here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.
And that's exactly right, and you saw that, you know, in this film not too long ago, about how people can win the day as long as they stand firm on biblical truths and they don't back down. But going back to this, we have to understand that God's moral standard, Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments, his moral law is the absolute peak of holiness and righteousness. But our standards here as man's standards are very low. I mean, if you take a man or a woman on the streets and you say, hey, you know, you take them to the Ten Commandments and say, have you ever told a lie before, or you ever stole anything or looked upon a man or a woman with lust? They'll say, well, I'm human, or everybody does that.
Oh, yeah, I'm human. So, yeah. I mean, they're going to hell. I'm going to go with them.
Exactly.
You know?
So what they're doing is they're comparing themselves to the sinful state of other carnal sinful men.
Yeah.
That's not what God does. God has the standard of his moral law found upon the peak of Mount Sinai.
Wait a second. So let's say I want to join the Marines. So when I go into the Marines, the drill sergeant's the standard because he's been through the whole system of trial before you get to put on your
uniform.
Yeah.
Of course,
okay,
before you're vetted.
So it's not like when you join the military in America, you actually compare yourself to Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich?
Yeah, exactly. There's always a worse standard to compare yourself to. People say, well, listen, sure I lie and I...
That's the fruit of the education system
exactly.
Right now, though.
Yeah, sure, well, you know...
And for the floor.
Of course, I've lied, you know, many times and I've stolen, but, you know, everybody does that. I mean, it's not like I'm the murderer. Well, then the murderer can say... Well, listen, I killed someone, but I'm not as bad as Adolf Hitler.
That's exactly right.
You know, there's always a lower degree or someone worse than you, but we're not comparing to people worse than you.
Yeah, it only takes a little hole to sink the ship.
That's right.
It didn't take like 15. It just only took one little hole.
That's right.
And so it is with sin. And people think that it's a game to be played when, in fact, it's not. It's what put Christ on the cross. And I want to tell you what, if you don't repent and put your faith in that Christ that loves you through demonstration, verse John 3:18, that's what's going to take you all the way to hell. And I want you to be reminded of this, friends. There's a whole lot of people in hell that Jesus loved, but they made the choice, didn't they? If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. And that's exactly the reply from the Lord to the man that was in hell. And at that point, friends, it was too late. It was his choice, and he made the wrong one.
And I'm glad you brought that up, too, because the Bible talks about how a little leaven, if the whole lump, it only takes a little bit. It only takes a little bit for corruption to get a foothold. I mean, when you look at, I'm going to go over this rabbit trail here. If you look at, for example, Britney Spears, she started off singing in church choirs, okay? She was a quote-unquote Baptist Christian.
That's why people accepted her.
That's right. Then you see how a little leaven, she didn't go from doing that to practically nude pictures all in one day. No. She had compromise, which happened little by little
and
by little.
And people accepted it little by little by little, namely their kids, which is a part of the plan. The blind lead the blind. They'll all end up in the ditch, and guess what? They're going to go no further than their teacher, are they?
Yep.
Then we wonder why we got a bunch of little young whores coming up in Hollywood teaching your kids how to be whores, friends, because you've allowed them to become whores, friends. That's why. Who's paying for them to remain the whores that they are?
Right, and it's called compromise, and compromise always happens with just a little bit, and then a little bit moves into a little bit more, and then a little bit more and a little bit more, and then we have the full sellout. Well, we're here to say prevention is better than cure. You've got to nip things in the bud and not allow compromise, because that only gets bigger and bigger and larger, like the snowball we were talking about earlier. So the bottom line is here is we have a job to do. We look at God's standards of righteousness and not our own. We don't compare ourselves to other sinful man. We look at God's perfect,
let me say it this
holy
way.
Law.
The first commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second is namely like unto this, said Jesus, that you love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, so you can't love your brothers, for by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. You can't love your brothers and your sisters until you first have the love of God shed abroad in your heart. Go to John 3:3 when you get a moment. Unless you're born of the Spirit of Christ, you have no clue as to what I'm talking about. You have ears, but you don't hear. You have eyes, but you don't see. Let me give it to you real simply, friends. When you look in, and this is often overlooked, it's 1 John 5:3, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. I've never heard that. Well, read the Bible, 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous.
That's right. If you go to John 14:15.
It's not hard for me to obey who I love.
Yeah, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He asked most people all days what His commandments are, and they stare at you with a blank stare. They couldn't.
Or they get mad at you.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, what are you better than I am because you're more versed? Well, it just shows you who loves the Lord, because I am well versed, because that was one of the first things Christ said. You must know concerning the doctrine. How many professed Christians don't even know what the Word of God says? And these are the ones that are following the people around, rejoicing that 15 people were killed instead of 20.
Yep, that's exactly right. So we have to understand that we need to conform to God's standard of holiness, not our own, not sinful man's, and not rejoice in these ridiculous victories as though they're some sort of victories. We need to not settle for anything less than an absolute means absolute restoration of this republic as one nation under God with God's standards of morality and righteousness and not our own. When we have the true restoration of things back as they should be, then and only then will we have a true victory.
This says it, and this, we don't need to say anything after this. And this is the love of God. This is 2 John 6. And this is the love, that we walk after His commandments. This is the commandment that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. Now listen to this. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. In other words, they don't have to obey Him. This is a deceiver and an antichrist, the Bible says. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, you know what I'd be saying? Hallelujah. Bring
saying,
it down.
Preach it.
Folks, we're going to be talking about the American people and the AK-47 tomorrow. But without further ado, we're coming up at the very end of our last segment here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
But we always,
Steph, it's all yours.
We always like to give our listeners an opportunity to support this work. Because really, you know, I can just imagine there's people listening to us and say, man, I wish I heard this on Sunday morning. Or, man, listening to the Sons of Liberty, I feel like I'm going to church. Yeah. Well, listen, if your pastor is not preaching as he should be, then you know what? You need to find somewhere that does. And if you can't find someone that does, then you need to preach it at home.
The only thing I'm sorry for is they can't actually see it being preached.
That's right.
If you want to see it being preached, why don't you call us up? We got openings coming up here in the next 3 months.
That's right. Becoming a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And also, if you'd like to do events with Bradley Dean, please do call 1-866-233-0747. Now is a great opportunity and time to be able to book Bradley Dean in your community. It's probably not as difficult as you think, so don't hesitate to call. And I also want to say, for those of you that like to give, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join now. And what that means is you support on a monthly basis what we're doing to get this message out to the masses. We're not reeling back. We're not speaking forth the truth about the issues of the day. We are bringing it forth as it should be. So people will be pricked in their hearts, convicted, repent, change, and then go out and do something for the kingdom of God. We don't want to sit back and pray about everything, although we need prayer. We want to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And one of the ways you can help do with us is go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button again that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join today. If perhaps you can't give on a monthly basis, but you'd like to give when you're able, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that says Donations. Gratefully received, and we appreciate and love sincerely all of our Sons and Daughters of Liberty.
Folks, just posted Tim Brown, Senior Editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Planned Parenthood, listen carefully, friends. Planned Parenthood is now bullying new organizations into suppressing body parts scandal. In other words, they're trying to cover it up right now, friends. When you get a moment, do your homework. Read Daniel chapter 9. We'll talk to you in 23. AK-47 and the American people love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you then. See ya!
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of level 3 and level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are...